Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, Yoga of Actions. In other words, we are trying to understand how can I transform my actions, which are binding me right now, into liberating entities. Right now, every action I do, I'm bound by results, which are either good or bad, and this cycle continues. How can I transform this cycle of acting and reacting into liberating me? So more I act, more liberated I become. Right now, more I act, more bound I am. More and more I seek happiness, I collect more unhappiness. As we discussed last time, the sukha is something which is defined by absence of dukkha. As long as I have dukkha of any kind, sukha cannot be experienced. 99% of my body is very healthy, except my heart. Am I healthy? No, I'm unhealthy. We typically argue when contractors find or clients find mistakes in our drawing. But look at the rest of the project, how well we have done. I said, that doesn't count, Neil. Error is an error. That creates problem for us. If car you buy is 99% perfect, except the engine is not firing properly, is that a good car or a lemon? It's a lemon. So when I have some dukkha, I'm dukhi. So more I try to achieve happiness, I somewhere along the line acquire unhappiness. So if I look at my life, it is basically more unhappiness, and I have a little happiness somewhere, then unhappiness, a little happiness somewhere. The happiness is experienced when I don't have to gain anything. The day I feel that I have everything I want and I don't have to acquire anything, that day I feel happy. The next moment where I realize, oh, but I forgot, I have to also achieve this, and the unhappiness starts all over again. Or pursuit of happiness starts all over again. So Bhagavan said that there is a technique how you can get out of this rut of trying to get happiness and get unhappiness in the bargain. First thing he said is, do it for the greater good. Don't think about yourself. Think about whether it's going to help others. And then act. That's the first technique. Secondly, he says, all your likes and dislikes are in your senses only. The likes and dislikes of the object resides in your senses only. If I close my eyes, whether there is a good side or bad side, that's why when we are afraid, we close our eyes. We don't want to see. We want to shut down that sense. So he says, know that they are at your sense level, and do not let that become yours. So you get detached from these likes and dislikes. Bhagavan also said that what can you do? You will always act according to your prakriti. Nigraha kim karishyati. Even a wise man, he knows what is right, what is wrong. But he cannot act accordingly. Most doctors, at least when I was in India, and my friends were all doctors, medical students and recently graduated doctors, they were all smoking heavily. Even a wise man who knows all that, but because the force of those vasanas will make you only behave in that manner. Till you exhaust those vasanas, or till you transcend those vasanas. Standard example, when we were children, we were hung up on little things, but as we grow up, those little attachments for the toys drop out, because you transcended them. So, as long as I'm under the sway of vasanas, I will act according to the vasanas. Bhagavan said, don't let that vasana overpower you. You are going to act according to your vasanas, but you can sublimate those. As I gave you examples, Swami Dhirananda said, if you like to sing all those movie songs, convert them into bhajans. and then come and sing at the Chinmaya Mission. That's fine. So you can take your vasanas and give them a direction which is more conducive to your liberation. That the technique is mayi karmani sarvani sannyasya. You offer all your actions to me. So all your vasanas, you offer it to him. Just like on a Shivratri day, we said, and when you offer a flower with each name, you say, one of my vasanas, Bhagavan, I give it to you. You take care of it. That's why in our culture, all this art, music, dances, is all Krishna in it. All those bandhises which are done in all the different ragas, all about Krishna. Because they realized that to make this art a divine art, if you associate Bhagavan into it, same art, same bandhis you are singing, now is a Krishna in it. So all these great ustads, were all Muslims, but they all sung Krishna's glory. All our dances all about Krishna. Why? Because these are our vasana. These are our natural tendency to express ourselves into art, music, dances. But rather than making them more perverted into some very lusty field, they say, sublimate those same vasanas into higher fields. So Bhagavan said, don't let this vasana overpower you. You find a way to exhaust your vasanas in a manner that gives you more and more joy towards the higher goal. Mayi karmani sarvani sannyasa. Offer all your actions to me. If I go to work, I say, I'm going it for Krishna. When you have that attitude, then you will overcome all your vasanas, Bhagavan said. So then he says, adhyatma chetasa. And you try to find out who you are. You try to figure out who you are. And then continue to act in the manner which is according to your vasanas. And why that is? Because sreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharmat swanusthitat. Sreyan swadharma vigunaha. Whatever we are doing, we always think that had I been a doctor, I would have been making more money. I am an architect. I didn't realize when I was going to architecture school that architects don't make much money. Actually, our teachers told us in the very first class, any architecture school you go, the first thing they said, if you are here to make money, there is a technology engineering college next door and medical college two blocks away. Architecture is not for making money. But we still thought that that may be the only thing I can do. I want to be an architect. Swadharma, that's what you liked. So, sreyan swadharmo vigunaha. My dharma, no matter how it seems devoid of qualities, from the society's perspective. I enjoy it, but people say you'll be a starving artist. Yeah. Why do you want to be an artist? You'll be a starving artist. I want to be an artist, but society says that's not really worth much. So, sreyan swadharma viguna. Dharma, as we have defined many, many times before in this class, the law of being, what makes me who I am is my dharma. Sugar is sugar because it has its own dharma of being sweet. If it looks like sugar, it feels like sugar, but it does not taste like sugar, it's not sugar. When I was in science college, and I studied all my education till inter-science in Gujarati. So, in chemistry, they will say, padarthana guna dharma nu varnan karo. Describe the characteristics of the substance. And that used to be a standard test in a chemistry. They give you a substance. First, you have to do it in an observation, smell, and then tell what it is. And then the next level is then you prove it by doing some experiment on it. And I remember I was in inter-science, and so some substance came to me. It has some very peculiar quality, and I don't even remember what it was. Right? It's very rare. And I kind of latched onto that, and I saw that, and I went to the examiner and said, this is what it is. That's because I latched onto one particular quality which was unique to that substance. Without that, that substance cannot be that. So guna dharma, dharma is that what makes that substance what it is. My swadharma is my own vasana, the texture of my mind, my personality. It is what who makes me who I am. That's my Swadharma. Now that may be Vigunaha. It may not be much value to others. Anytime I read all these magazines and say what Bill Gates is doing to help the humanity, what Elon Musk is doing, what the Google guy, you know, Larry Page is doing, I think I'm not doing anything like that. I'm barely making any difference to my own family's life or my staff's life. But that's my Swadharma. This is my Swadharma. This is what I like. Many, many years ago, when I was still very, very novice in this Bhagavad Gita classes and lectures, one thing I realized, I'm at complete ease when I'm in this environment, when I'm talking about Bhagavad Gita, learning Bhagavad Gita in a class. Everywhere else, I'm slightly uncomfortable. So that's my Swadharma. So Bhagavan says, Sriyan Swadharmo Viganaha. It may not be of much value to others, but your good is to act according to your dharma, your Swadharma. What is your vasanas? What is your texture of your personality? Paradharmat Swanusthitat. Then, others' dharma, which seems much nobler, or well discharged is the translation. Well discharged means he is doing it so easily. I met a few years ago in a convention for this Hotel Owners Association, where I go there because I design hotels. Somebody who was, when I was growing up in Surat in a street, there was a Kadiwala family who were, they were basically a grocery shop there. Their youngest child was like 4 or 5 years old when I was in college. So he recognized me and said, aren't you such and such? Yeah. He said, you remember me, I was, you know, such and such from your street. He said, oh, you were a little kid, I don't remember you. And I said, what do you do? He said, well, I'm a hotel owner. And so I said, well, then remember, I'm an architect, think about me. He said, oh, Neil, I don't really develop any hotels. I just buy hotels and sell. And he made millions doing that. He was like multi-millionaires. I said, it's very easy, Neil. I just don't do anything. I just buy and then sell it. Buy and sell it. For him, it is so easy. For me, that's a huge, some insight you have to have, what to buy and where to sell. So, Paradharmat Swanusthitat is so well discharged by him, his duties. But for me, that's not as easy. Swadharme Nidhanam Shreyaha. By performing your duty, you may end up dying in it. In other words, you continue performing your duty. Duties in a sense, the what you like, you know, and you die doing that and may not accomplish anything from others' perspective. But because it was your duty, it is better for you. You know why? Because that gave you the platform for exhausting your vasanas. That gave you the platform for performing actions which give you joy. It may be more productive to go and do something else, but that's not your dharma. When I came to this country, I worked for a contractor for a while because I did not have a job in architecture. And he saw some potential means of, Neil, this is great. We need to be in a business, so we can do this, you and contract. And after about 3 or 4 months, I left the job. And he was very mad. He said, why? What are you doing? I said, well, I got a job at architectural office. Temporary job. It was not even a permanent job. And he was paying me literally minimum wages. And he was very mad. He said, why are you doing this? You have a great opportunity. I said, but that's what I like. I want to be an architect. I don't want to be a contractor. So that gives me joy. Even at the minimum wage, but I felt like I'm doing my job. I'm an architect, I'm a drawing building. Paradharmo bhayavaha. Others' dharma, when you try to emulate, is dangerous. We architects, we deal with developers all the time. So after all, we think that I can be also a developer. All these people come to me to ask advice, how to design, what kind of a land to buy, what to do, how to... After all, I think, if I'm giving advice, these guys are making millions day after day. Maybe I should try that. Any architect who has tried, including myself, has lost millions. There is a joke about architects. They say, if an architect wants to make a million, what does he do? Start out with 2 million. That's how you make a million. If architect hits a jackpot, What does he do? Continue practicing architecture till he runs out all the money. That's what he wants. That's what he likes. Paradharmo bhayavaha. It is dangerous to try to do actions which are not in your texture of your personality, which is not your vasanas, which is something you're not trained for. And now Arjuna's question. Arjuna vacha, athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushaha. Anichchat api varsneya balat even niyojitaha. This is our question actually all our life. Okay, I really didn't want to do it, but I did it anyway. And then I ended up in this situation. I knew I shouldn't have done this, but I ended up doing it anyway. It's athakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushaha. What makes people to commit papa? Nobody wants to end up in jail. Nobody wants to be punished. Nobody wants to be unhappy. You know, why all these problems with the law enforcement and people are committing crimes? Isn't there a common sense that you shouldn't be doing this? It's anichchadabhi. Most people, when you ask them, why are you in this? Why are you a thief? Then they will do a life story. We see in Hindi movie, he was a little kid growing up. Then he steals a loaf of bread. And then people beats him up and he even gets even tougher. And then now he's a big mobster. Everyone has a life story. How he ended up. He did not want to do anichchadapi. Varsneya balat eva niyojita. It seems like there is a force which is controlling him. Niyojita, controlling him. My free will is to not commit papa. Nobody wants to commit papa. But it is something is not allowing me to act by my free will. Somebody forcing me to do other way around. Balat eva niyojite. Some force is compelling me to act against my free will. What is that? Now obviously, question is common. We all say, why did I do that? And we know the answer too. Kama esha krodhesha. Because of my attachment and desire. I know I shouldn't be eating sweets, but I eat anyway. Why? Kama, desire to enjoy sweets. Kama esha krodhesa. Then I get angry when something doesn't go right as I wanted to do it. Well, I don't get angry. I shouldn't be getting angry. I had been learning Bhagavad Gita all this time. Then still why? Bhagavan said, nigraha kim karishyati. You're going to act according to your nature. You just have to figure out that your nature doesn't overpower you. So kama esha krodhesa. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Here comes a conundrum for us, all intellectuals. Born out of rajas, which is activity. We had been talking all this chapter that activity is signature of your life. Activity is because the rajas is part of prakriti. You are part of prakriti. Therefore, rajas is a very essential ingredient of your being. Kama esha krodhesa rajoguna samudbhava. They are born out of rajas. What it really means is, is born out of rajas that by my activity, I have decided my happiness I will gain. By performing these actions, I will achieve this, I accomplish this, and therefore I will get happiness. This desire to get happiness out of my actions creates this karma. More I act, more I acquire, more desire I have. When I left India, my goal was to make 100,000 rupees. As long as I have 100,000 rupees, because I heard somewhere that an architect to start practice have to have some money. 1 lakh rupiah hoy, so pachi, he can do it. So I said, I need to make 100,000 rupees. 100,000 rupees, a big amount at the time. My first salary was 125 rupees a month when I got out of architecture college. So you can imagine what 100,000 rupees means to me. If I make 100,000 rupees, I'll come back to India, start my practice. Left India to make 100,000 rupees. I made 100,000 rupees many times over. I'm still here. Kama esha. When you make 100,000 rupees, that's nothing. Well, I need to make, that's nothing. You're a millionaire. You're millions of millions is nothing. This is a million. In India now, this day, lakhopati means nothing. 100,000 crores. Crores. They only talks in crores. I asked my brother, I said, I want to buy a flat here. What do you think I need to have? I said, buy 15 crore no chai. 15 crores for a flat? So, more and more you try to achieve happiness from that. You think I'm really secure if I have enough money. Well, the security, as you go nearer, you realize there is no security there. So, out of activity, when I'm trying to achieve my happiness, I'll end up into karma And when that doesn't happen, I become krodha. Maha ashanaha, maha papma. That's all devouring. All your personality, all your calmness is going to devour all your mental energy, this kama and krodha. In maha papma, force you to commit all kinds of sins. April 15th is coming. We have to file our taxes. Even though we all know, you have to diligently file your taxes, account for all the income you have, and only take the deductions which are rightfully IRS says. Enhance our deductions somehow. Bhagavan said, Mahapapma, this desire to gain something more, to achieve happiness, is the root cause of all the papas. Viddhi enam iha vairinam, they are your foes. This very desire to achieve happiness by your own actions, that you will achieve something, you accomplish something, you will be happy. And then in the end you end up with a attachment and desire and krodha, anger. They are your biggest foes. Know that. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi. 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 Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.